My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 30th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Say bye-bye to summer, everybody. Bye-bye.
And Jason Bishop.
Hope you liked those storms last night.
Like not I did. As much as you, obviously.
I mean, Jason had a huge grin on his face this morning.
I love
so
it.
So happy.
I've never seen a guy so excited.
It rained so hard for so long, and it just cooled it off. I loved it.
It started right around 5 o'clock where I live.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's about right.
Horrible timing for my wife. So she works at Lifetime Fitness, and she has a party that she was in charge of. It was almost like a wedding with over 500 RSVPs. I actually put her in touch with Jeff Walker to DJ. Didn't work out there, but she had Richmond John, who was going to just do music in the lobby for people who would walk by.
Okay, yeah.
Then there was like a photo situation set up where they could take a group picture.
Yeah.
There was a red carpet, and then they were to go outside to a pool party.
Okay.
Where there was an acrobat, there was a shot girl, there was all this kind of stuff.
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Started pouring right at 5 o'clock.
It's trouble.
Richmond John saved the day.
Uh-huh.
He's so talented and good that they moved the party inside. It took a while for them to get like the DJ booth and everything that was happening outside inside, but he just kept people entertained by just
good for him.
He's just there by himself with the guitar.
He's a talented musician.
He is the nicest guy out there. So thought of you though last night, because then I was like, let's go out. Once everything got settled, I was like, let's go out. We went to Yard House at Rio in Gaithersburg, and I had two pops.
Sure.
I don't know how you do that every night. I woke up this morning and I just feel so terrible.
Gross.
Two IPAs.
I feel so good every morning when I wake up. It's just my normal.
Yeah.
It's my routine.
You know what I mean? Like if you have cocktails that don't necessarily sit with you, but if you have two beers.
No, when I have two drinks, if I have them too late at night, my stomach feels a little off until I get some food in there.
It also depends too. Like if how big were the beers? Were they 12 ounces?
Were they were small.
16 ounces?
I think I had the 12 ounce.
Okay.
Some Lagunitas IPA.
Yeah, as you see, he doesn't have,
he doesn't have the reps.
He doesn't have the
I don't have the reps.
He doesn't have the dedication that this guy over here has.
And then I thought of you because you're driving to Richmond today.
I know.
He drove from Richmond for a 5 o'clock party. I don't know how long it took him to get there. He was kind of lowballing it because there. I noticed when I went to pick up my kid, the traffic on 270 was a show.
Yeah.
It had to have taken him over 3 hours.
Probably.
Of course.
I don't know. I got to race. Like, literally, I got to be here. I got to leave at 10 or 9:56. because I gotta be.
You gotta go pick up some people.
I gotta pick up like three students.
I got 12 spots for you.
No, you don't. Do you?
No, I don't.
I thought I did them yesterday. I gotta pick up three students and drive them to Richmond where they have like three matches today. I don't have any time to mess around.
Yeah, I mean, he told me, and I don't know what part of Richmond he lives in, if he lives in a suburb and out, you know, whatever, but he said, I said, well, what about if there's no traffic? How long would it take? And he said, 2 hours. And
yeah, it's 2 hours.
It's 2 hours. Minutes or two hours and a half.
It's 2 hours to Richmond.
It's at least 2 hours.
Unless there's extraordinary traffic.
But imagine, Eric's going to leave at 11. Imagine leaving Richmond at 1. Mm-hmm. Then driving into the teeth of Beltway traffic.
And then
at 270?
And then leaving at what time to go back to Richmond?
Well, we went out and had dinner and had my two beers.
Oh, okay. So he
had a couple cocktails. I was like, dude, you want to hang out? Sober up. He's a bigger guy. And he had a pizza.
Yeah.
But
that's a long drive back.
He probably left 8:15, 8:30.
Okay, yeah, so he was fine. He's probably tired this morning.
Nice check for that.
No, he just said he was just doing it for a friend.
Hold on. He did that freebie jeebie.
I think my wife offered, but
he's
you
gotta hook him.
You gotta tip him or something.
You gotta
hook him with dinner.
I mean, he needs more than dinner. The guy drove from Richmond, did a gig. I mean, for free.
He's gotta get $100 minimum.
What? I mean, that is preposterous.
Venmo. Give him gas money. You got to give him gas money.
Yeah, at the minimum, yeah.
I think my wife offered him. That's all I did was make the intro. I wasn't even sure. Then yesterday I became the middleman because my wife had like 20 moving parts.
Yeah.
And she didn't even know if he was coming. I was like,
I mean,
put you in touch with him.
That's your friend. You got to make sure your wife's taking care of him.
Yeah, he needs to be made whole.
I think she offered.
There's no offer. You just ship him the money. Insists that he gets paid.
What was the occasion again? I missed the beginning of the whole thing.
I think it's like a client appreciation party type of thing.
Okay.
So right. It was like a wedding.
I'm just, you know what?
I know what the budget was. It was a show.
I'm just going to hire Richmond John and not pay him. The guy's ultra cheap.
He used the word hero time, which is a ROM term.
Okay, that is a ROM
that is invaluable, Gates.
That is true. It's true.
You're going to rely on that.
We always do have to credit ROM for two terms: attention dollars, the hero time. Like those, those are ROM originals.
But one of the cool things.
I'm stressed. You know, I was stressed yesterday. Stressed again today.
You always stress about travel.
Travel day.
Don't forget to give me your computer, Rick, because I'm doing your fantasy draft tomorrow.
This is your computer for the weekend.
I'm going to draft you a silly team.
I hope so.
What time is your flight?
5:40.
And what time is the draft again?
Tomorrow, 3:30.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock?
3:30.
I'll put a reminder on my phone for like 2.
Yeah. Are you getting a limo to the airport?
My neighbor's going to drive us.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I mean, it's just like you're stressed out and you get a limo to the airport and fly first class.
Not flying first class.
All right.
I just
He's flying nubs class.
But anyway, I got to thank Chris Doring, of course, and then Chris Doring's coworker, Caroline Fenton, who also works for the SEC Network.
Okay, yeah.
Because she got me some extra tickets for the Tech Vandy game. She lives in Nashville.
Okay.
I don't know her. I've never met her. Right. Chris never sees her. I got to hook her up a little bit. With something, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about him not hooking up Richmond John.
Yeah, you got a hooker.
What do I get?
Stag's Leap.
Bottle of wine.
Bottle
of wine in like nice bag or a bow on it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to see her, so I got to have it delivered. Sent.
You can ship it. Yeah, you can just get her address.
Yeah.
You can ship it.
You're good.
I mean, I was just in Napa, so I ordered a bunch of nice bottles.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'll hook her up with one of those. Yeah. That's what I'll do.
There you have
What if she's not a wine drinker?
Well,
then she regifts it.
That's her fault. You don't have to know all her preferences.
You're putting thought into it.
Okay,
yeah. This is what you do: is you just leave a note, say, "I'm sorry, I don't know if you drink wine or not, but thank you so much for
hooking me."
Put
a little note. Hey,
just say thank you so much.
Throw an extra 100 milligram gummy or two in the bag. Just throw that in.
I don't have any of those.
Well, if you have access to them, throw that in the bag.
Right, here's your gummy for the weekend.
What was cool last night, and we talked about it going in, was when I was out at the bar, college football was on.
Of course, it's everywhere.
And the Colorado game was on.
It's the best.
Colorado,
which was awesome.
Nearly got beat.
Did you have Travis Hunter on your fantasy team like I do?
Well, I faced him last night. I was none too happy.
Ooh, were you facing me?
I don't know. Oh.
Yeah, he's.
You're in like 8 college leagues. I probably wasn't facing you.
Well, he's a stud. He'll be in the Heisman running. So will Sanders, but he's put up stupid numbers.
Though my tight end who plays for Utah, who had never heard him before, he found the end zone
three times
last night.
Yeah, hope I wasn't facing.
That's kind
of so. I didn't watch any of the college football, but I did put on the Netflix documentary that you guys were talking about the Connor Stallions and
sign stealing
and everything. It was pretty interesting, man. That guy's basically a genius, and I'm sure lots of teams have their own guys. But man, this is a guy that like went to the Naval Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Had no interest really in being in the Navy or anything. He just went to the Naval Academy. I don't know how he got out of it, whatever, but maybe did do some service. But all along, he just wanted to help Michigan win football games. That's all he wanted to do. And he developed this sophisticated system of a database of all the different signals. And, you know, they barely touched the surface on how he came up with his little system. But you could see on the sideline, I'm sure you guys are maybe more aware of this than I was, but I know that they do sign stealing, but I didn't know how effective it was. I mean, this guy's like, before every play, if it's a pass, he's pointing to the sky. And all of a sudden, you see the whole sideline. They're pointing to the sky, to the defense. That means pass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually see it when you're watching the replay. I'm like, oh, my God. And then apparently, there was a game or two where after he had been caught,
yeah,
and he was on the sideline in a disguise, like Bobby Valentine, mm-hmm, and he's still there, and he's still doing the bit. Pretty fascinating deal, man. I don't know if they should be stripped of anything. Mm-hmm. I think all the teams do it. They just, you know, kind of got caught. It's not illegal to steal signs. It's illegal, though, to videotape practices and to send people to videotape practices. He denied all that, but it looked...
Did he look like he was guilty? Yeah.
Well, just the evidence was kind of overwhelming.
Right. Did he only do it for 1 year, or was it a multiple year?
I think he was doing it for multiple years. Yeah. He was kind of groomed at it. He went in. So this is the story. When he first went to Navy, it was like 2014. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think it was 2014. And he went to Coach Neil Tolo and he said, you know, can I be an assistant coach? And just showed up as a freshman. Be like my nephew, Tyler, just showing up as a freshman going, hey, coach, can I help? And he walked him right over the offensive coordinator. He goes, here you go. Here's your new coach. And, you know, just looking for grad assistants and, you know, student assistants. And he said, what can I do on game day? I mean, like, what would you like me to do? And they go, well, we don't have anybody like deciphering signs. You want to try to figure out signs? And so that was
signs.
So that's that. And they just started that as a freshman at Navy. And he just kind of, he was a specialist. He did it for like 10 years. And he just,
I'm going to watch that. Yeah.
He was just like a genius.
But he got caught.
Well,
and that's why Harbaugh's in the NFL, because he got caught.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame him. I mean, he was just doing what the coaches told him to do.
No, I understand. Yeah.
And we had Armin Katane on yesterday, who had the new book out. His book starts out mm-hmm. with the presser between Saban and Harbaugh, and right before they're about to play in the college football playoffs, and Saban is asked about the sign stealing or whatever, and he goes there, is the way that Katane shows up, and like Harbaugh kind of denied everything and blah, 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 and Saban kind of starts taking little pot shots in his answer.
If Harbaugh denied anything, he's a liar, because you see the whole sideline.
Of course he is.
Stallions is saying pass, 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 and the whole sideline's pointing to the sky, like before the play snap.
Of course he knew.
I mean,
I think he gave Stallions a game ball at one point.
He did get a game ball.
Yeah.
100%. Now, I mean, it was against like a Nubs game or something, like Central Michigan or something. Yeah. But yeah, he got one.
But you didn't need to see any sign stealing to notice how good Travis Hunter is.
Hey,
and Shedeur Sanders. I mean, the final, the touchdown, the contested touchdown catch by the pylon.
Mm-hmm.
If you just watch like the still picture or even the live, it's a great, great catch.
Well, I mean,
he had three touchdowns, but the one in the end zone where he's basically getting mugged.
Yeah.
He's getting mugged.
Yeah.
Is this going to be just like last year where they're going to win early and then just smoke the rest away, or do they have legitimate talent upgrades?
I think most people think they're going to win 5 or 6.
They got a lot of transfers, but their defense, I think, is still going to be an issue.
Their schedule is very, very, very difficult.
And they're playing the Big 12 and not playing the Pac-12.
And Deion's digging a hole for himself with some of these reporters and networks.
He's getting
and
into scraps with guys, barring reporters.
It could be ugly.
I mean, they were losing most of the game to North Dakota State.
Yeah,
I mean North Dakota State.
I mean, they're studs.
No slouch.
North Dakota State, they're dominant. Their level, but
at their level. Yeah. But they have a brand new coach.
Yep.
Colorado should not be messing around.
It's the Big 12.
They were 12-point favorites.
Yeah, I'm not surprised they didn't cover. I would have been surprised if they lost the game. But Sanders is. They're going to have to score a bunch of points.
Yeah, they're going to be in a lot of shootouts.
They're going to be a lot of shootouts.
So,
but Sanders and Hunter are going to have bomb years if they stay healthy.
Deion, you know, this defensive genius, he didn't get any defensive studs and like transfers.
No, he got some guys, but I don't know.
It's not enough.
I mean, their roster's turned over big time in the last 2 years.
They probably don't have a $20 million NIL budget like Ohio State.
Oh, I bet their NIL budget is big.
I bet it's a lot bigger than Maryland's.
I bet it's pretty big.
Yeah, I bet it's
substantial.
Pretty big. Dude, I saw somewhere on social that Penn State's wrestler, you may have seen this. There's a wrestler coming back next year for $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back for a fifth year.
Wow.
A wrestler.
Better be the Undertaker.
$1.5 million.
Play that guy's music.
Speaking of wrestlers, we're going to have a wrestler.
Stone Cold.
On the show today, Mercedes Moné,
right,
who is with AEW. She used to be known as Sasha Banks in the WWE, where she was there for 10 years, but now she is in AEW. They've got the Capital Collision show coming up August 30th. She's going to join us at 9 o'clock. Also on the show, Jason's heading to Nashville to see Virginia Tech play. We're going to have the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. He'll join us at 9:45, plus Kevin on the movies at 7 o'clock. John Feinstein at 8. That's all right here on the Junkies. You want to chime in, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number to text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll open up the Junkie Sports page next. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Lurch.
Yes, sir.
Question for you from Joe.
How much am I getting?
You're getting zero. This is for all of us. Did you guys, because I don't know the answer to this.
Sports page lead?
Yes. Did you guys ever get hooked by Lobster Maine from Chantilly?
Lobster Maine.
The guy that called?
Did we ever get hooked? Do you remember that, Valdez or Draft?
I don't think so.
I don't recall eating any form of
lobster. Well, I think he said, come on out to the restaurant. I don't think he was going to deliver here.
Okay.
But no, I haven't gone.
And then we got a golf hookup here. Have you ever played the Glen Labor Day golf outing at Stonewall? Have you ever played at Stonewall?
Many times.
You like it?
Stonewall's great.
All right. So if you want to get hooked up, we can get hooked up out there.
My buddy John Schoenfeld, who used to be the head pro at Stonewall, is now Well, he's running the company that's refurbishing Beacon
Where
Hill.
Where is that? I feel like I know.
Stonewall is out in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right near RTJ.
Gotcha.
You actually, I think you can see RTJ from one of the holes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's really nice. But Beacon Hill is coming back. Do you remember Beacon Hill?
I know the name.
Don't.
Beacon Hill was probably the hardest golf course in the area when it was up and running. Now it's been shuttered for 20 years.
Yeah.
But a company bought the land and they're refurbishing it. And they're going to try and make it a little bit easier.
It's your bit for Lake Arbor. There's still hope.
And you know who designed it?
Beacon Hill.
The original? Johnny Miller.
Oh, that's your new best friend.
But they said, Johnny, you're done. You made it too hard. So they got somebody else design it now.
Hey, do you know that I had someone DM me? Uh-huh. I think his name's Mike. I got to go back and go through it. It's the nicest offer in the world.
Okay.
He asked me to come down to Louisiana to play in his member guest.
That is nice. Nice offer. He's
going to fly you down there?
He said he'd put me up and everything.
Yeah. You just have to get there, but he'd put you up. And
put me up.
It. Is it a super nice course, or is it just
I didn't really look into the course.
Are you thinking about doing it just because you get size?
You're becoming America's golf guest.
I mean, that's just, it's just too much.
Yeah.
And plus, I think I have something going on that weekend.
Too much pressure, too?
No, I don't care about the pressure, but it's just, I'm going to Louisiana to go play in a member guest.
Well, you definitely, fly, because we drove there, and it's a nightmare to drive to Louisiana.
Maryland, he ain't driving,
West Virginia, someplace close. That makes sense. Louisiana,
basically, I'm a tour player.
Yeah. You negotiate. That's fine. You can be a professional guest, a member guest.
America's guest.
If he pays for your flight and he provides you a lodging, you're open to it. Would that be fair to say?
I would be. I'd be more open to it.
Yeah. If you pay for my flight.
So he didn't offer the flight. He just said he would put you up.
He said he'd put me up.
Yeah.
Flight's
going to be 300 probably.
Yeah, put me up. Everything taken care of.
Yeah,
meals.
But if he's like some rich country club guy, he didn't care.
He just sounds reluctant.
You can be a poor country club guy. Trust me. I've seen poor country club guys.
No, I understand. But if he's enough that he's going to put you up, and he probably doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of poor country club guys, no doubt.
So. This is the greatest listeners ever. Literally, when we go play in their member guests in Louisiana.
It's funny.
That's great.
I know.
Great compliment. Look, Mar has just discovered the junkies' tentacles.
That's right.
Valdez has been taking advantage of
the hookups.
What an awesome life.
What about Drab? Drab, have you really taken advantage? You haven't really taken advantage. You haven't really.
I'm not as desperate. He had
somebody give him 10 grand to bet with, and he ended up.
That's true.
He's talking about he stayed on vacation in two places for free.
He has a stand.
You guys act like that was some sort of hookup. He went to Lancaster and Ocean City.
I know, but his stays were free.
All right. He stayed in some dude's nub's place.
At a condo on the beach in Ocean City.
All right.
Drab has a standing offer to play tennis at Trump Country Club with the female
the
person that won their club championship.
Oh, really?
Yes. Nice. He hasn't taken her up
scared?
On it.
You're scared she's gonna smoke you or something?
No, she probably would. I'm not scared.
She's the club champion.
Yeah, yeah.
She would smoke.
But I don't understand why you were lucky to do it.
I will. I don't even know her yet.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Valdez's friend that asked me to play.
Oh, okay.
Just go.
On the agenda. You will do it at some point, you think?
Well, not because of that. It's a really nice place. I mean, I'll play tennis with somebody at a park.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, go to Cowboy Todd's. You're not going to go play at Trump with the silly club champion.
Yeah, I will. It was like a week ago he asked me about it.
All right.
He's got twins. He's got a busy life.
All of us just work 4 hours a day and punch out and drink cocktails and hit golf balls all day. I mean,
you should try it.
You've earned it.
Thank you.
No doubt about it, but I'm not at that point in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home, take a nap, go meet my son in College Park, have a late lunch. I've got a good Friday lined up. I'm good.
I keep forgetting it's a holiday weekend. So silly.
Well, I don't know how you're forgetting
that. Please come in on Monday.
I will come in. It's just that it's just not something I'm thinking about today.
Well, in the list of holidays, it's way down. Now it's equivalent because you get a day off. But I mean, it's Labor Day. It's the end of summer. It's a little bit depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, but you do get a day off,
which is key.
Labor Day is awesome.
You think it's awesome?
Memorial Day is better because you're pumped for summer.
Football season. I mean, come on.
Football season's cool, but I like summer. I'm with you. I like
summer's
summer.
Great.
Yep.
All right, what do you got? Lead story.
Summer is over.
Got to be Brandon Ayuk.
Thank God. Oh, okay. Our long national nightmare is officially.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised it took this long. But
yeah.
I'm not surprised he resigned.
No, no one should be. I think I get the back padding machine. Can you get it out?
Why?
Let me tell you why.
You act like it ever goes away. Like it ever leaves the back of your chair.
I don't know where the hell it is. I've yet to see it.
What is your angle on the Brandon Ayuk back padding?
Okay, just go to the tape. I told you he showed his cards at the very beginning with this hold in stuff. It's like he had no leverage. This guy's already shown it. It's smart. He's not going to pay all these fines. And then so he did the whole hold in thing. And as soon as the rubber meets the road or whatever the cliche is, where they're going to start fining him, he's either going to come in and play for what they're already offering or he's going to sign the deal.
You weren't the only one who said that.
Okay.
I said he was going to resign. Go to the tape.
We all thought he was going to stay in San Francisco.
I said there's no chance he's going to get traded. He's going
to
resign.
No, but I called it almost to the day. I said, as soon as the fines start, he's going to cave. And that's exactly what happened.
I mean, that's common sense. He's not going to.
No, some guys. Trent Williams is not common sense. He doesn't care. He's paying the fines.
Well,
he
also has a lot more money in the bank than Brandon Ayuk.
Of course he does. But no, I get back padding machine. I get credit. Called it.
I've never seen anybody that craves credit
weakest,
more than this guy.
He had the weakest position. It's smart, but he had no leverage because you've already showed you
don't
want to pay
any fines. Any leverage that he had was ruined when teams like the Patriots and the Browns expressed interest and had deals for him, and he said, no, not interested in going there. I don't want to go to your team.
Right.
And the Niners saw that and said,
I think he would have done it for money.
They offered more money than the Niners, allegedly. And he said, no.
More guaranteed money?
Don't want to go there. So then he punted any little leverage that he had away.
Right.
Well, he also knows that he doesn't want Deshaun Watson throwing the ball.
Right. Or an unproven Drake May.
And he wants a chance to maybe win a Super Bowl.
And then the reports
And he got paid more than double what his salary was.
The reports are that he signed the deal that's basically been on the table for almost a month. They didn't make any tweaks to the deal.
$30 million.
He just looked at the money and said, you know what? $30 million a year is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I should take this deal.
And he went from getting $14 million guaranteed this year to getting $76 million guaranteed.
That's a nice jump.
And $47 million to be paid before April 1st. Think about that. He's going to get $47 million in his, taxes.
Right.
All right, so half of it in his bank before April 1st.
So CD Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, they'll take
Jamar
care of
Chase.
The only one left is
Chase, Jamar Chase.
But he's got 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah, but he's agitating and he's holding in, he's doing the same bit. He'll sign his deal probably the next day or two.
Yesterday, he got to practice 15 minutes after it started in street clothes. He said,
just walking around,
walking
sulking.
Around. Now that Ayuk is signed, they got to go get Chase signed.
Yeah.
Unless you want to, you know, be a worse team than you already are. Let's go get some receivers and sign their ass.
Despite that, I think we still have a lean on the Bengals should be our week one survivor pick hosting the Patriots. That's my early lean.
I don't know.
About a week out.
You don't think Brissett can?
It scares me a little bit because he's
capable. Not a rookie.
You're not starting Drake May.
Yeah, it's not a rookie.
He's capable, but I think the Patriots are just so bad and under-talented that the Bengals should beat them, even if Chase is on the sidelines.
Mm.
Or he's reduced because he hasn't been in camp.
All right, so you got college football. Obviously, had 21 games. Last night, no upsets. A couple teams were scared, like Colorado, like NC State for a bit.
I was rooting hard for NC State to lose because a couple of guys in the survivor pool picked NC State.
I was too.
They pulled away from Western Carolina.
Yeah, they ended up scoring 21 in the fourth to pull away. Rutgers beat Howard 44-7.
Right.
The Howard coach, Larry Scott, was pissed because Rutgers scored with no time left.
Oh, they did?
They could have just...
That's kind of classless.
They scored with no
time. Why did they do that?
Because Greg Schiano said, I want to score a touchdown.
Right.
So maybe it was to cover the spread because I think they were giving 35 and a half and they won by 37.
That coach may have been pissed, but then he went and picked up whatever guarantee check Rutgers is stroking Howard to get
probably
to beat
million, actually, 500 grand.
Actually, I think that was the line.
Was it?
It was 35 and a half for a while. Maybe it went up, yeah.
Hey, coaches do that. The alums, they bet on their teams.
Right.
And coaches
they try to hook them.
Yeah, they hook them all the time like that.
Oh, maybe they hooked them last night.
Yeah, I saw that. It said first bad beat of the year. Yeah. Rutgers scores touchdown with 7 seconds left.
Oh. Yes.
Well, and they also, they want points, right? Like, don't they just want to beat the crap out of teams to for polls and that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, that's for teams that have a realistic shot.
That's not going to really affect it.
At competing for the
national title. Honestly, it's alums who are betting on their team.
All right.
Yes. They get sized that their team covers.
Right.
I think Harbaugh used to do that at Michigan, too.
So
he would get sized to cover for the alums.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting that they did that. So tonight you've got 5 or 6 games. Oklahoma's playing Temple. First look at Jackson Arnold, Oklahoma's new quarterback. Michigan State's going to play Florida Atlantic. Duke will play Elon. Duke has a new quarterback, Malik Murphy, who comes in from Texas. He was the backup to yours. And then TCU's playing Stanford. Is Stanford in the ACC? Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, along with Cal.
That is crazy.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Cal has 4.
And SMU.
Cal has 4 coast-to-coast road trips going from Cal Berkeley to the East Coast. 4. Yeah. Now, not all of them are ACC schools because they play in Auburn.
Right.
Well, actually, Auburn's not on the coast, but they got 4 long-ass flights this year.
A lot of travel.
All right, so tomorrow we've got a bevy of games locally. We've got Maryland playing UConn. We've talked about Virginia Tech playing Vanderbilt. That's a 12 o'clock East Coast time game, but it's 11 o'clock game Nashville time.
Ooh, that's an early start.
And I had to remind myself that multiple times yesterday that the kick tomorrow is at 11 a.m.
I'm going to guess not a lot of aggressive pre-gaming from you. Tailgating.
We'll find a spot. I don't know where, but there's just a lot of people. I know so many people going down for this game.
Yeah.
So we'll have to find a spot. I don't know if it's going to be at a hotel bar or if it's going to be in the parking lot of the state. I have no idea. But
what are your accommodations?
Staying at a hotel called the Hutton. I don't know.
Oh, Hutton.
I don't know anything about it.
Let me see this spot. I
went to hotels.com and I looked at hotels that were near Broadway or
boutique hotel in Nashville.
Yeah,
Hutton Hotel.
How many stars?
Luxury hotel in Nashville.
How many stars is it getting?
I don't know.
I hope it gets a lot. JMU is going to play Charlotte on the road. Bob Chesney's first game as head coach of JMU. Of course, he came in from Holy Cross.
Let me guess the line here. Charlotte is usually pretty bad. It's JMU laying like, I'm going to say 17.5 points.
No, it's under 10.
Really?
Charlotte's got a bunch of guys banged up. They've got nine starters hurt. And I'm not sure if all of those guys are going to miss, but they got 9 starters hurt.
Doesn't Charlotte have the coach, I don't know his name, who coaches like in a cut-off sleeves, a bit of a donk?
Yeah. It's a Pogey?
Yeah, I don't know. He looks like a
They
clown.
Almost beat Maryland, right?
I think it was closer than people would have liked. I don't know if they almost beat them, but it was probably more competitive for longer than people had hoped, from what I remember.
Old Dominion is going to play on the road. My buddy Brian Wilson's son, Grant Wilson's the coach, and they're playing South Carolina on the road, so we'll root for them. It's going to be a tough out. Bunch of stud matchups as well for Saturday. Clemson, Georgia is going to lead it off at 12 o'clock, playing in Atlanta. Clemson's 14, Georgia's 1. Penn State's going to go to West Virginia. Penn State's 8. You've got Texas A&M, Notre Dame. Sunday, you've got LSU.
Who's Notre Dame's quarterback now?
It's the transfer from Duke, Riley Leonard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different players, quarterbacks transferring because the portal's crazy. Another new quarterback at Miami, Cam Ward, comes in from Washington State. They're playing Florida, 3:30. So, if you got nothing going on tomorrow, you're just sitting around watching.
You think I'm not
going
to watch the Terps give the beatdown to UConn tomorrow and Jim Mora Jr.?
I've got a ton of moneyline parlays.
By the way, Maryland beat Charlotte in 2023. The second game of the season, 38-20.
Real quick, in golf, Tour Championship, first round down at Eastlake. It looks so hot and humid down there. These guys are sweating bullets. Scottie Scheffler, of course, started at 10 under. Because of the staggered scoring system, which is kind of shaky. But he went 6 under yesterday, so he's 16 under. I think he's got a 7-shot lead at the Tour Championship. And Colin Morikawa had 6 straight birdies. I'm going against Colin Morikawa. I've got Sam Burns. Sam Burns played pretty well. He was 4 under. Mm. Colin Morikawa had 6 consecutive birdies yesterday. Mm. He's at 9 under, so I'm losing to him by a stroke.
Peterville.
How's Sam Burns doing?
He's at 8 under.
Not bad.
So
that was your Cider Cup guy?
That's I'm going head to head with Buddy Christensen from Golfdom. But I'm down 115 bucks to him, and I put it all up on
I like the tour double championship. Or nothing.
Double or nothing.
You put it all on the line. I like it.
I said, Sam Burns, 115 bucks on you.
Shipped them all in on him.
So I need Sam Burns to finish ahead of Colin Morikawa. But a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
A little bit later in the show, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies, 7 o'clock. Mercedes Moné is going to join us in studio, an AEW wrestler. And we will talk more Virginia Tech football. Bill Roth, the play-by-play voice, joins us at 9:45 here on the Junkies. A couple of golf nuggets. I just happened to see Dwayne Wade had a hole-in-one at Pebble Beach. I don't know if that was if it just happened, but it just showed up like on my Facebook page.
I'm not really obsessed with the hole-in-one, but now that I'm playing golf all the time.
That's an old video.
Okay, it's an old one.
I would like to get one.
Sure.
Of course you would. I'm not really obsessed with it, but it would be nice to have one on a resume.
But Valdez was talking about golf during the commercial break. He's playing in Pittsburgh at 3 o'clock.
Man, you are doing the East Coast like tour. Like you were in Jersey a few weekends ago. Now you're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Look at you, all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Golf tour 2024.
I'm on tour.
I'm surprised that you like that, though, because that's a lot of I guess you're going to visit a buddy, so that's different.
I am. I'm visiting
Where are you playing in Pittsburgh?
Sewickley Heights.
Sewickley Heights?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's playing with a former Penguin.
Who are you playing with?
Eric Carlson.
I remember that name.
I feel like there were a bunch of Carlsons, but maybe that was in tennis. A
lot of Carlsons. When did he last play for the Pens?
I don't know, but I know he played for the Pens.
I mean, look him up.
He's playing with
Why did I know his last? Why did I know his Eric was with a K?
I believe.
He is 30.
He won the Norris Trophy in 2012, 15, and 2023.
Hold on. Wow. He used to play or does he still play?
Let me check.
I think he's retired.
Let's see.
He is a Swedish professional player.
He played this year. This past year. He's 34.
He probably destroys the ball.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna murder.
Probably crushes it.
Actually, I think I gotta give him strokes.
You might. He probably still murders it.
Probably still murders it.
Probably very polite, very quiet, kind of reserved.
He only played for
Swedish.
He only played for Pittsburgh this past year. He was with Ottawa and San Jose.
I haven't looked at his career earnings. He's a stud. I'm gonna say he's made $80 million in salary in the NHL.
Really?
And that might be light. I'm gonna look him up now. I'm in his pocket.
He's played for 15 years.
But you're playing million? With a superstar, Valdez.
Barely know that.
Ben Roethlisberger's a member at that club too. I think he won the
Schwanky.
I think he won the member.
You won't bring him. I don't know how to pronounce it. Snus or snooze. Apparently, he likes to dip tobacco during games.
By the way, I lowballed him. His career earnings
$120.
$111 million wow. In the NHL.
It's basically a Zen.
Yeah, it's
like Bob Zins.
Oh. Valdez usually has something in his lip. I don't know what it is.
He's the richest guy you'll ever play golf with.
Yeah.
I would guess. Or have played golf with.
That'll be fun.
That may not be true.
The drive's going to suck, but the golf will be fun.
Okay. He's the richest NHL guy you'll ever play golf with.
That's probably true.
Well, unless you're playing like with Ovi, and I haven't heard about it.
I play with numbers. I'll tell you that.
I played with Oshie. What's Oshie pulled in?
Oshie's career earnings, I'm going to say that they're not Eric Carlson. No. I'm going to say TJ Oshie has made in his career about
$40 million?
I'd say about $45 million. Sounds good.
Are we still assuming that Oshie is retiring?
I haven't heard much on that front.
I'm assuming, but I
don't know that it's a good assumption. You know,
I lowballed Oshie. Yeah. He's made nearly $67 million. In his career. So
67 mil and $60 that I paid him in golf bet.
Just throw that on the pile.
Because he bagged me.
I do like that. How he's going to be playing in a swanky spot. You think Eric Carlson's playing at a dog track muni? Zippy chance.
Jason, now I don't think this is old video. I know on Bro Bible, which is a site that I check out a lot, the headline is Storm Chaser Reed Timmer captured most insane tornado intercept ever in South Dakota.
He's intercepted a lot of them.
That's what he does, man.
Look how big that sucker is.
I know.
Is he inside it, or is he just capturing it?
Well, who knows? It looks like he's a couple miles away.
There's video of him, and it's weird. He doesn't have his shirt on in the video.
Uh-huh.
It's so much chaos. It was almost hard to follow.
Now, the thing is, for people...
He's driving, like, by, and it's kind of to the side.
It's not just an adrenaline rush for him. I mean, he's genuinely, like, warning people, right? That's their whole deal.
Yes, correct. That's what he
warning
tries to do.
Warning people where they're coming, and, you know, so they get the word out.
But he chases...
He saves lives.
He chases, obviously, Twisters, but he chases hurricanes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, any sort of, like, volatile weather... He's going to be there.
He really, floods, he should be like your cousin or something.
He's like a five-tool player when it comes to storms and weather disturbances.
Your passion for weather.
I went out there, you know, what was that, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
14 years ago. Hung out with him for a weekend. But he ghosted me the other day because was texting him about something and he didn't respond. A little bit bitter.
Have you seen Twisters yet?
Nah, because someone saw it and said it was just okay.
That's just weird because that seems like a movie that's right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
one bad review.
I'll wait till that comes to Netflix.
Gotcha. Did you see Kevin, who we're gonna have on at 7? Kevin's sit down with Glenn Powell, the star.
I did
of
not
Twisters.
See that.
I mean, he's still doing the ticket stub bit.
Ticket stub.
He did.
It's his eternal bit.
It actually
bit.
Ricked me because not only did he do the ticket stub bit, he asked the question that he must have been asked in 20 years ago. He gave him the ticket and said, "What movie when you were young inspired you?"
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh my God. How long have you been asking that? You're great. You ask amazing questions. Stop asking that question with the ticket.
These people like his questions. He seems to be posting, I don't know if they're old interviews. I can't quite track it, but he's posting a lot of videos where the people jock him.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm starting to think he might be a narcissist because it's all about him. When you do a ticket stub bit, that's all about you. That's just about you and your devotion to movies and making the attention.
Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. And then, what was it that you just
tattoos
said?
Tattoos he does. He got tattoos. I'm going to interview Quentin Tarantino. I better get a Pulp Fiction tattoo.
He's an awful person. He's got this sort of fake guy persona.
No, what he's doing is he posts.
He's just this completely selfish narcissist.
I will give him credit in that. Of these ones that he's been posting, they love his questions because he'll find something he finds some stupid quote in the movie and he'll say, "Tell me when you did this."
Right.
When you realized whatever the character realized and these actors eat it up.
I know.
But he's posting a lot of jocking himself videos.
Well, ever since he's been doing that, we were talking about it recently. His IG is blowing up. He's gotten like 300,000 followers in the last few months.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, he's probably making money now.
Well, he totally should be. If he's not, he's stupid.
If he's not monetizing it, he's just completely whipping.
If you have 300,000 Instagram followers, you can quit your TV job. I mean, it's crazy.
Maybe he's on the precipice of that. Who knows?
That's a blank ton of Instagram followers. If you're not showing your T's and you got 300,000 followers, it's pretty freaking incredible. Because trust me, if you post pictures of your kids, nobody follows you. Like me. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your dumb kids.
But what about if you post poker chips?
Poker chips, nobody cares.
Or a beer bottle.
So it's just not going to get you that many followers.
Or your shoes at the beach.
Your shoes at the beach.
Yeah, not that many followers. I'm doing it all wrong.
It doesn't crack the algorithm.
Yeah, you should show your T's, Gates.
I've not figured out the algorithm.
Yeah, show your T's.
Maybe that's the next step, the next logical step.
Yeah, he has 345,000 followers.
He needs to ditch that local news channel and just start doing... I don't know. He's got a podcast, right? Does anybody listen to that thing?
Real Blend?
What's it called?
Isn't it called Real Blend?
How would I know?
I mean, I've never listened
to it. The name of the podcast.
You knew he had a podcast.
Well, I don't know the name
of it. He's mentioned it before.
Everyone has a podcast.
I mean, who doesn't have a podcast?
Everybody except us.
I don't.
Vinny and Joe got a podcast.
No, I know. We have podcasts.
Everybody's got a podcast.
They still do?
No, I don't.
Sure, whenever we want to do it.
Tales from the Fox and Gators?
Whenever we want to do it.
Nice.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, we will talk to Kevin next. I'm not sure what movies he saw this weekend, but Kevin's going to join us. I actually brought him up last night that I actually think Kevin is a typical sports fan, and we actually grill him for it. Like, I think more people are like him than, you know, fantasy nerds to the nth degree like Cakes.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt.
I don't
about
know.
It.
Like the guys that I hang out with are more like Cakes than they are like Kevin.
I know, but
most guys I know, and I believe me, I'm not even really in it. They all have their fantasies.
Of course. You mean they're cool? They're cool guys.
Most guys that I hang out with follow sports, and most sports fans have fantasy teams. Kevin's not a sports fan. He's a freaking weirdo.
He's a Johnny come lately sports fan.
Yeah, but he just knows like the quarterbacks. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like a chick.
I was talking about somebody who I know who doesn't follow any sports.
I know it's offensive.
Was at a gym. He's at a gym. You would think he knows sports. He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know anything.
I think you're a loser if you follow zero sports. As a male. Females, okay.
And there are a lot of female sports fans. They would destroy Kevin.
Of course.
Let me clarify. But I'm just saying.
But I think you're a loser if you followed zero sports.
You know, when it came up, I was talking to Richmond John. He said he met his wife at a bar like 20 years ago because she brought up like Shane Matthews or something. Like she knew like the backup quarterback of the Redskins at
Who
the time.
Did?
Backup quarterback. He was starting for a while.
That's true. Richmond John.
Didn't he start the first game at Jack Kent Cooke Stadium? I think he was the starting quarterback. I'm 96% sure.
I think you're right.
That was a long time ago.
All right, coming up next, we will talk to Kevin McCarthy, talk some movies here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.